All over the country these days, commencement speakers are trying to figure out how to advise and entertain members of the class of 2012. Very few of them played 11 seasons in the NBA, but Tom Mascheri, who'll be the graduation speaker at St. Mary's College of California a week from today, can claim that distinction. Here's Mascheri playing in Game 4 of the 1964 NBA Finals.
The Warriors now with Gary Phillips and Guy Rogers playing the backcourt up front of Mascheri, Chamberlain, and Thurmond. That's Rogers, number 5. Shot by Mascheri. 84-75. Boston's lead cut to 9.
Mascheri averaged over 12 points and 8 rebounds per game over his 10-year pro career. He was named to the 1963 NBA All-Star team, and he's a 1961 graduate of St. Mary's. Tom, welcome to Only a Game.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
You played before excited and vocal fans of the Golden State Warriors and the Seattle Supersonics from 1961 through 1971, so there must have been pressure on some of those nights, if not all of them. So, any nerves as you prepare to address the graduates at St. Mary's?
I think I'm probably more nervous about this commencement address than I could possibly remember ever being, playing basketball.
The year before you retired from the NBA, you published a book of poems, Over the Rim, and you have since published another one, Nothing We Lose Can Be Replaced. I wonder, will poetry figure in your commencement address?
It will indeed. And as a matter of fact, my third book of poetry just came out. I consider that my second book of poetry, because that first book of poetry, Over the Rim, was written when I really didn't know anything, frankly, Bill, about poetry. And I was just through playing basketball. I was trying to write something about my experience over the 10 years I'd played, and turned out to be pretty horrible poetry, as I found out later.
Well, so that our listeners can appreciate your poetry, and the one that I'm going to ask you to read is a long way from horrible. It's titled Willis Reed Center for the New York Knicks 1977 NBA Championship Team. Would you read that one for us?
You limped onto the court and made sports history. I limped to the kitchen for a beer, feeling this pain not in my leg, but in my heart. Only 2 years out of the league and already my body breaking down. A simple maneuver with the lawnmower, and I heard the muscle tear. No thanks to you, I'll probably hear somebody at work tomorrow say, "Look at Willis, only one good wheel and able to outplay Wilt." Horse laughs, then the bright eyes of the dandelions staring from the lawn, daring me to return.
You know, as I speak with you, we hear so often about the difficulties that pro athletes have adjusting to life after basketball or baseball, whatever it might be. And it seems to me that you might be a fine choice to speak not only to college graduates, but to men graduating from the NBA, if graduating is the right word. What advice would you have for them?
I had a hell of a time getting out of the whole professional cocoon. Hmm. I went to graduate school. And for about 5 or 6 years, I was always doing something, but I was kind of a lost soul. I didn't know exactly where I wanted to focus my attention. And I think that's something that I could have helped myself with a great deal if in, for example, the last couple of years of my pro career, if I had been that insightful. But it wasn't until I actually got into teaching that I felt I found my second home. Hmm. I taught for 25 years in the city of Reno at Reno High.
Have you got another poem with you that you'd like to read?
I do. I wrote this poem for Wilt right after he died. None of us could imagine Wilt actually dying. I mean, guys 7 feet like that, an icon, they don't die. Morning Wilt. This morning, I woke up thinking big. Time to crack a dozen eggs, fry all the bacon. I think I'll never shave. Let my beard grow as long as an epic. Dust off those books with thick spines. Gibbons rise and fall. Gone with the wind. The Summa Theologica. Spend the afternoon with Aquinas' 5 proofs for God's existence. The uncaused cause, or was it the divine plan that toppled Wilt? It might help reading about the prime mover, but I doubt it. Words are never enough. Let the day end as it began with a red sun, and let there be a blonde soprano with big bosoms, belting out her last aria.
Poet and former NBA player Tom Mascheri remembering his friend Wilt Chamberlain. I understand that you were among the first NBA players to be born in China. Yao Ming me no Yao Mings, right?
Absolutely, I was the first NBA player to be born in China. There's no doubt about that. I was born in Harbin, Manchuria, in 1938. And I also claim, since I was a naturalized citizen, I also claim to be the first Russian to ever play in the NBA. You know, Andrei Karolinko, eat your heart out.
So how did that come to be? You were born in China, but of Russian parentage.
I was. My parents were czarists. They lived in Russia prior to the revolution.
Mm-hmm.
The Reds came into power. They had to flee via the Trans-Siberian Railroad and settled in Harbin, northern Manchuria, China. And there was almost 200,000 what they call white Russians living in that particular city. When the Second World War broke out, everybody dispersed. There was a huge sort of diaspora of white Russians heading in all sorts of different directions. My mother, my sister, and I, unfortunately, were on our way to America to join my father, who had already arrived there 2 years previously. And we were captured by the Japanese and taken to a concentration camp in Japan. We didn't get out of that concentration camp till after the war was over. And then we came to the United States, joined my father in San Francisco.
Wow, that is quite a story. And makes NBA battles sound rather inconsequential in comparison.
Aside from Meta World Peace slugging you, I suppose. I guess that might be true. I love that name, World Peace.
I love the headlines that came out of it. You know, World Peace suspended. It was a terrible, terrible shame.
Oh, isn't that wonderful? I've always thought World Peace has been suspended for quite a while.
Tom Mascheri, poet and former NBA player and high school teacher, will deliver the commencement address at St. Mary's College next Saturday. Tom, good luck with the address, and I thank you very much for speaking with me. This was fun.
Thank you, Bill. Anytime.